Well, Black Sound is over for 2021. Co-curated by a selection of young First Nations artists, panels, key yarns, workshops and performances from more than 20 of the country's most important First Nations figures. Here's some of what you've missed.
My name is Joella Woolfield.
And my name's Ethan Enoch Barlow. We want to welcome you to Black Sound. That feels good to say.
It sure does. We have a really exciting first day of Black Sound ahead of us. First up is our key yarn speaker, Naomi Wanatong, with Black and Deadly, having a voice and using it.
Dad, well, he was the first to graduate even high school in his immediate family amongst his brothers. And so for him to go on to study medicine and become a doctor was like a big thing, you know, and he explained it to us, you know, that you've got to make sacrifices and moving was one of them. So moving to Newcastle, Dad really let us kids know that we could just do whatever we wanted. We can become whatever we want. We've got to put the work in, but you can accomplish whatever you want, because here he is, you know, the first out of his brothers to graduate high school even, and now he's, you know, starting to be a doctor. And so if you put hard work in, you can be whatever you want. And so for me, like, I started dancing for other vocalists. I was way too ashamed to sing or rap in front of anyone, man, like. And so I guess my outlet became dancing.
Bianca Hunt, on what does it mean to be the youngest generation of the oldest surviving culture in the world?
Hi, I'm Chloe Quayle, also known as Barka. I'm a proud Maliumgampa Barkindji woman. I am currently residing on Ganangara land in so-called Sydney. Yeah, you give them the cards you dealt, but you can shuffle them around and, you know, create your own deck and, you know, do whatever you want to be, like, be whatever you want to be, do whatever you want to do.
Hosted by Amnesty International to get you mob ready for the workshop, how to find out if your organisation is racist.
If we're having to jump 100 hurdles just to get out the door, and white people can just roll out of bed and walk straight through the door, there's a massive problem.
And we have the first three intergenerational key yarns from one islander to another, featuring Christine Anu and Sako. Another really important and special yarn that mob don't want to miss.
So as a 17-year-old, come 18-year-old, it was a very prominent time in my life to be finding my voice as a person, my identity as a woman, as a Black person, as a young person. Who would I become? What do I stand for? What are my beliefs? All those sorts of things were really forming within me as a young person. And 5 years finishes in 1992. And during the last 8 months of 1992, I met and started performing in his band, Neil Murray.
Hi, I'm Christine Anu. My mob is the Kalaukauaua language group, Saibai Island, in the northwestern top of region of Torres Strait. I'm from the Samul clan, which is the Emu Cassowary clan.
I haven't been to country yet, and I really, really want to. And I have this pull because I know that it's going to be a very spiritual and enhancing experience that I've never known. And so knowing that is just so amazing, and how much it can influence your art and what is true to you that is just spilling out of you is just so incredible. It makes me really excited, and I just want to go.
When you go, have no expectations. Just be ready to be filled. Just be ready for your cup to runneth over, because it will be extraordinary in the way that it will fill you up, with the way that you can go into the world but always give back.
Welcome to day two of Black Sound.
The deadliest First Nations youth music conference on the block that simply cannot be stopped.
And to kick it off to a powerful start, we have The System, We Own Our Stories. Facilitated by a celebrated journalist, Rachel Hocking, and featuring Ziggy Ramo, Patricia Adjaye, and Fred Leone, this yarn speaks to the current issues with the record label construct and offers pathways for Indigenous artists to attain autonomy, work within First Nation models, and have more resources to carry on our stories.
It's like this chicken or egg thing. Is it the system or is it the people? Is it the people or is it the system? And the system's not going to stop, and the system's not going to break, because the only way to do it is through people, because we But that's obviously really difficult because as people, we're nurtured in that said system. So people who are in privilege and power don't want to give it up because they don't know any other way.
Then immediately after, as if there already wasn't enough heat, our very close friend, Black Sound executive producer, DYA mum, Alethea Beetson, brings her big ancestor energy to move I'm Indigenous.
In the Ani Roba Roberts in the 100% Black keynote at Big Sound in 2020 that featured Ziggy Ramo, she said, no matter who the musician, no matter who the programmer, no matter where it is, music from a lived experience, from our voices, from our communities, as diverse as they are, is the healing that we first need. And that really resonated with me because I understood, like, you know, the importance. I always understood it but I could really see the full picture of the importance of having, you know, Indigenous music programmers alongside Indigenous music programs and, more importantly, the artists there doing what UMOB do best.
Followed by a beautiful tribute event for the much-loved Lavomba Bongi featuring her family, Creative Nations and Digi Youth Arts.
She is royal, a testament to Black excellence. Until the dreaming, we're yet to see the best of it. We've been spoiled with the deadliest energy, prestige in her step and her breath is high pedigree. She is the familiar smile in an unfamiliar place. The light from her face creates a close embrace. She projects warmth to all mob around her. She's the lighthouse in the dark that waits until you found her. And when you found her, she makes you belong. She's the applause in the crowd. She's the head bouncing to a song. She is the net that will catch you when you fall. She's the clarity to your questions. She's the answer to your call. She radiates a pure and loving vibration that translates to any location, any situation, any form of presentation. Her energy rings true and clear. Forever now, forever here. From there, we're over to Rihanna Patrick, Jimbla, Toshiko King, and Neil Morris from Dreaming Now in Turning Our Backs on the State. This panel unpacks the question, what if we turned our backs on the music industry and focused our energy on building and rebuilding our own spaces?
By being an honest Indigenous person in an extent that was connecting back to thousands of years of connectivity and understanding, I was already breaching what was the designs and sculptures they wanted me to fit into if I wanted to succeed within their realm of construct of what so-called quality or acceptability is. And a big thing for me was that we have so much amazing song out there that Western lenses do not appreciate for the richness of what is provided within it.
We return to our afternoon workshops. First up is Still Here, facilitated by Neil Morris from Dreaming Now, Dancing Water, Paul Gorey and Ancestress.
When we think about music, you know, a lot of people just want to sing songs and that's okay. I think for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in this continent, we are in a position of being the people that the colonizers didn't want here in the first place. We are in the position of being the survivors of genocide. We are in the position of being the ones who know who we are intimately. We in the also in the position of still being under attack very much so in terms of the colonial violence that our people still experience. So then we think about singing songs and it's like, okay, well, it's similar to any other craft, right? Because art is about saying something. And so while I wouldn't say that everyone has to decide to say something political, I think everyone should have a free choice of what they do and what they create. I would suggest that it is a powerful medium to use to reinforce our simple existence on this continent.
Welcome to day 3 of Black Sound. First up, we have the intergenerational key yarn of the century, featuring the one and only Uncle Troy Casadaly and the incredibly talented and Black Sound co-curator Jem Casadaly, his daughter.
A lot of my friends laughed when I said, maybe, just maybe, if I finish this TAFE course I did the cooking course, and if I stop cutting fence posts and stop, you know, working at a tea tree farm like I was. A lot of my family were very supportive, my mum's family. My dad, on the other hand, is a very old-fashioned Maltese bloke. He said, Troy, I know you've just come through from Tasmania doing this little tour down there where you're playing shows, you know. He said, but what does that mean? He said, does this mean this is going to be your job or are you going to get a real job? Yeah. I said, Dad, this is a real job. I said, I've gone down there with no money. I've come home with something to, you know, pay the rego on the car. And to me, that was a way to prove you could make a living out of it. But yeah, it took Dad a little while, but he ended up being really proud when he come to shows and see what had happened and how the whole thing had grown.
Yeah.
But it was hard convincing everyone that, you know, that you really could do it.
Yeah.
And I also had to convince myself as well, damn well.
We then have a very deadly panel featuring Gloves, Sovereign Black Pussy, Alice Skye, Sean Allen and Kobe D in Connectivity and Continuum, our vision of the black future.
Well, if you're not from this land, people think that Australia is white, which is a total lie. So our stories need to be told, and it's about the truth and history of this country and us as black fellows here. You know, there's so many amazing and deadly, you know, black fellas in the music industry using their platform, you know, singing about their stories, their histories, our struggles and that, which is so important. And yeah, we just need to be heard, understood and seen on an international level.
Coming from, say, our grandparents and our ancestors, our voice has been suppressed for so long. And our voice is taken away, and we're not allowed to tell our stories and stuff. For us to have a platform to be able to speak our stories, I think it'll definitely be making our ancestors proud. And that's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me wanting to tell our stories.
Followed by our final key yarn between the legendary Annie Marlene Cummins and Black Sound co-curator Dobby. This one really warms the soul.
In a society where it's all about me and vanity, and that's not good for anybody, because the very footprint of our survival was always thinking about future generations. See, that's the thing about black way of thinking, is not all about me. And when I say don't forget where you come from, that means what belief systems and value judgment you come from, as opposed to this selfish greed, disrespect for land, country, other people. No, people are starving to death in the world, you know. These poor fellows over in Afghan, they should be getting help, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, they think nothing right for them, and it's affecting their very existence.
From your favourite MCs, spoken word, wrapping up everything we've learned in Black Sound.
We spark light where there is none and create warmth where there isn't sun. The mother, the creator, and this music is our love. Its purpose to continue what we have always done.
We come from the oldest of the old. They put the fire in our hands so we hold it to the soul. Inside we let it shine, not confined into a role. Brightened on my mind when you climb about this mold. Our story must be told, yet we must create the space. It's ironic that stage time is something we've got to take, because our feet were always placed in the middle of the street, before these false lights, buildings and concrete.
Space comes with change, hand in hand, like hand and feet. Thunderstorms now break the mold that our eyes now meet. We take that stage time and irony and replace it with sweet dreams that my nans would never even imagine for me.
Our art is alive, breathing and growing. It's not the matter of the fact, it's the journey of the knowing. When my eyes can't find the rights to my wrongs, my heart is mapped with lines defined by songs.
And wrapping up with the closing party brought to you by 4E Sydney. Before we go, one last shout out to Viva Entertainment and all the deadly artists involved.
We are Black Sound MCs. We'll catch you later.
That was Black Sound 2021. Baker Boy, Biggie Ramo, Troy Cassidy, Christine Arnu, Alice Skye and many more. Don't forget, you can still stream all the action. But hurry, because it's only there for a month. dya.net.au/BLAK Sound. Black Sound 2021.